Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verses 1 through 15. And it came about, when David dwelt in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, "Behold, I am dwelling in a house of cedar, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord is under curtains." Then Nathan said to David, "Do all that is in your heart, for God is with you." It came about the same night that the word of God came to Nathan, saying, "Go and tell David my servant, thus says the Lord, you shall not build a house for me to dwell in, for I have not dwelt in a house since the day that I brought up Israel to this day, but I have gone from tent to tent and from one dwelling place to another. In all places where I have walked with all Israel, have I spoken a word with any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people, saying, 'Why have you not built for me a house of cedar?' Now therefore, thus shall you say to my servant David, 'Thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, to be leader over my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you have gone, and have cut off all your enemies from before you. And I will make you a name, like the name of the great ones who are in the earth. I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, so that they may dwell in their own place, and not be moved again. And the wicked will not waste them any more as formerly, even from the day that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel. And I will subdue all your enemies. Moreover, I tell you that the Lord will build a house for you. When your days are fulfilled, that you must go to be with your fathers, that I will set up one of your descendants after you, who will be of your sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build for me a house, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. And I will not take my loving kindness away from him, as I took it from him who was before you. But I will settle him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forever. According to all these words, and according to all this vision, so Nathan spoke to David."
If you're a believer, how do you respond when God says no? What if, similar to what transpired with David in today's scripture passage, you requested something good or even godly, and the Lord doesn't merely withhold it, but it looks like he's giving this good thing to someone else? David built a kingdom and then erected a palace for himself. It was evident to him that the next thing to construct was a temple for God. Why should he, a mere man, live in luxury while the Lord had nothing more than the old tabernacle tent? It was such an obvious next step, in fact, that the prophet Nathan didn't even inquire of the Lord. He told David to go right ahead. "Do whatever is in your heart," he said, "for God is with you." But God said no. That night, the Lord met Nathan in a vision and gave him the unenviable task of telling the king, one of the most powerful men in the known world, that he could not pursue this task. Rather, his son Solomon would be the one to do it. David wasn't a perfect man by any means, but his response to this news demonstrates faith and the ability to surrender to God's will. Instead of resisting, David came before God with thanksgiving, worship, and awe, and blessed his name. David found contentment and gave praise for all the Lord had done for him. May his example be one that comes to mind when we face delays and disappointments.